Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. That we rely on to get us
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Stacey.
And today we will be talking about Kanye West returning to social media, amongst the many things that he has done on social media. Apparently dad sneakers are back in. I feel like everyone knows what I'm talking about when I say that. I guess I'll find out. And other updates to social media websites that may be coming to an internet near you. First off, we have talked about Kanye before. We will be bringing him up again because it is social media news. And
he's just one of those people.
He's just like one of those people.
Episode. Oh, and more on Kanye.
There's
on
always Kanye more. Oh, Kanye. So one of the things is Kanye left social media. I believe he left like Twitter, Instagram in like May 2017. He returned to Twitter in like April 2018. And then he returned to Instagram on September 11th. Of course.
Oh, geez.
Wow, great timing there.
I know. Oh, Kanye. Yep, that's why we always talk about him.
You know, I really wish that I knew he was off social media so I could have enjoyed it more.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't follow him, so I didn't realize.
Oh. Yeah, because we talked about him when he came back, and it was just like, we missed this wonderful, glorious, silent period.
Yeah.
Why? How did we... fail.
I know. And it's weird because before he left, he like his Instagram was all these pictures of like famous celebrity couples, like even if they weren't together anymore, which was really weird. And then when he came back to Instagram, he deleted all of that and just started afresh. Again, just, you know, that's Kanye.
It sounds like a sitcom. That's Kanye.
Yep. Oh, it could be.
But
oh,
he follows his wife right now.
Yeah. So his wife is the only one he follows on Instagram. And then on Twitter, he only follows like 8 people.
Huh.
So I don't know. Interested related to followers. So as we mentioned in a past episode, Kanye kind of wants to do like a philosophy book sort of, which is really just his Twitter feed. But one of his, I guess you could say philosophies are one of the things that he disagrees with in life. Maybe one of the things that doesn't sit well with his spirit is that the amount of followers that you have can influence like what people see. So he doesn't like that comments and like tweets or posts so that you can see how many follows or likes that particular post has. He feels like you shouldn't be able to see how many followers it has. That way you're not judging it based off of like popularity, but more based on content. And apparently Kim Kardashian agrees with this sentiment. I don't think he was the one who initially said it. I think someone else did, and then he like retweeted that or something. So he actually doesn't like that feature of social media. And then I think Kim Kardashian then like, I don't know the lingo. I don't know if she retweeted it or just like sent it to someone who works at Twitter. And apparently the idea is being considered. Yeah, I don't know. But this also isn't a new idea. This idea has actually been talked about before by Ben Grosser, who is a professor of new media at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He's also an artist. And he actually created an extension earlier this year called the Twitter Demetricator, and an even earlier version for Facebook, which he launched in 2012. And it's basically exactly what Kanye West wanted. It lets you remove the follower counts and engagement counts on what you post. So really, you're only judging things based off of their content, not based on how many people like it. So I don't know. I think it's kind of a good idea. Maybe it doesn't matter as much to me, but
I get that for Facebook, just because, you know, Facebook was originally started as the whole, oh, let's friend things, and then friends of your friends in that commercial that, you know, they're trying to rebrand their image for. But wasn't Twitter, at least it seems for me, the whole start with Twitter was essentially how popular you are and how many followers you are, and this person has more followers than that person. So it feels a little weird to not have that on Twitter.
Yeah, I feel that too. I don't think about it. I think it's just because, like, I'm not famous. Like, I'm not like going through famous people's social media all the time, so it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, maybe subconsciously I am judging posts based on how many likes and stuff it gets, but I'm not looking at that with, like, my posts. Like, I don't care.
And I can't think, as I'm going through posts and reading them, do I look and, like, well, that only got 5 likes, so now my opinion of that right. tweet has
right.
changed.
Exactly.
I occasionally look, just kind of out of curiosity, you know, as you're scrolling through, you look at your eyes scroll down. I'm like, oh, that got X number of retweets. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatevs. I can't believe I just said whatevs.
whatevs.
But it doesn't, I don't automatically go to that to see, is this tweet worthy of my time? Or, you know, I will only retweet or read or pay attention to tweets that have X number of likes. No.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like people, even if they got rid of this, could still do it just based off of the person's number of followers, because it doesn't yes. sound mm-hmm. like they're going to get rid of that. So it's like, oh, well, I was going to retweet this, but that person only has 13,000 followers, whereas the person who's arguing against them has 13 million, so they right. must be right. I'm retweeting that one instead. Like, I feel like a lot of people would do that, of like, if you're not up to some ridiculous, you know, arbitrary level, then anything you say is pointless, so I'm not going to retweet it.
Right, right. Also, on a side note, Kanye has 28.4 million followers on his Twitter, so I feel like it doesn't really matter how many, like, retweets any of his things have. Like, he has 28.4 million followers, which gives whatever he has to say way more weight than what anyone else does. Like, he said this idea that he didn't create, and, like, now because of his fame, like, people are listening to it and, like, writing articles about it. So I feel like that's kind of going to follow him no matter what.
Right.
It doesn't matter, even if they, like, removed that feature. I feel like he's going to have to live with that one, unfortunately.
Social media. I don't know. I got nothing.
I mean, yeah, I try and stay off it as much as possible. I have noticed at times when I've, like, retweeted or liked things where I'm just like, oh. But then for me, it's more of like, why don't more people like this? Like, if I like it something that's like, it's only got 89, like, I'm like, why don't more people like this? This is great.
Right.
But then it's not like, you know, I'm not the person of, oh, well, only 89 people like this, so I'm not going to like it, or I'm not going to retweet it because, you know, my judgment must be wrong if it's only 89. I'm just like, oh, who cares? It's more of like, why isn't there as much love as I feel there should be, as opposed to that will then change whether or not I like it. But I can see why a lot of people would, if it's like, oh, it doesn't have as many likes as this other thing, so popularity contests.
Right. Yeah. I feel like it would definitely be in the realm of popularity contest type thing. So I think if you're someone who already, like, struggles with that, or, like, maybe, like, validation through social media, I could see that kind of being a feature that you might want to, like, turn that off. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, it doesn't affect me. I don't have millions of people reading my things.
Me either. And, you know, none of us grew up with social media, so maybe that affects how we look at it. Maybe if you grow up paying more attention to that stuff, maybe it affects how you see things. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I, like, kind of grew up with it, but I don't know. Maybe I have to observe myself more. Maybe I subconsciously do this, and I'm just unaware of it. I'm not sure. But, I don't know. Clearly other people, like, think that it's important. So, yeah, more power to you. Also related to that, so when Kanye left social media, there are also other celebrities. There are other celebrities besides Kanye West on social media. But others who have left. I know.
What?
It's a shocking revelation. It really is. But there are others who sort of quit the bad voodoo of social media. For instance, Adele is not on them. Ariana Grande took a break from Twitter and Instagram after her fiancé, Pete Davidson, left for a while. I think she didn't deactivate them, but just kind of took a bit of a break. I guess good for her to refresh. Millie Bobby Brown of Stranger Things quit Twitter in June 2018. Some of this was because she received negative feedback from a homophobic meme that ended up being related to her.
Oh, geez.
And she really doesn't support any homophobic views, so she was very insulted by this and left due to that. Cardi B actually quit Instagram in the spring after she got into a back-and-forth fight with fellow rapper Azealia Banks, but then she rejoined a week later and just removed all the previous posts from before, which, I mean, I couldn't imagine social media without Cardi B, or Cardi B without social media, so I'm really not surprised that that happened.
Cardi B's shown up on this show a number of times, too.
Oh, yes. She's another one of those in that category. Also, Armie Hammer of Call Me By Your Name has left Twitter. And then Ed Sheeran declared that he was taking a break from social media December of 2015. He deleted his Twitter on July 3rd. And he hasn't returned to Twitter, but after about a year, he did return to other social medias. I don't know. What do you guys think of like the cleansing of social media, like just getting rid of it in your personal lives?
I mean, I definitely want to at times. And I know Leslie Jones, I don't know if she ended up doing it, but I remember there was a huge talk about Leslie Jones quitting Twitter because there was all that like bullying going on with her there. And I'm just like, yeah, is this necessary? I mean, I think for a celebrity, it might be a bit harder because that's just part of your, you know, job or whatever. You have to be out in the spotlight. And so that's a way to do it, especially with things like Twitter and Instagram, for people to follow you and to keep your name sort of on people's minds.
Right.
But I can definitely see why people would be like, you know what? No, I'm good. I'm done. I don't need this. This is just, people can definitely be terrible on the internet, and I have other things to do with my life.
I feel like if I were a big enough celebrity, or any celebrity at all, I would have an assistant who would take care of social media so that I didn't have to, so that I could have, you know, the social media presence, but not have to actually read all of the crap that people post, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah,
completely.
And I know some celebrities do have that, but I don't know if I could deal with all of the trolls and just everything, that people feeling like they have a right to comment on whatever because you're on social media.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a way to do that, isn't there? I know you can do that for certain videos on YouTube, and I think you maybe can do that for Instagram, where you can just turn the comments off so people can't comment on your stuff, and then it could be like, you want me to, you know, stay engaged in social media so you can see what I'm doing, but I don't want to hear the negative comments, so I'll just put out whatever, and then I don't have to hear any of the, you know, trolls on social media. Yep. And that's a way, like, both the celebrity and the fans can win, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always shocked.
I don't know they can do that on Twitter, though.
Yeah. I'm always shocked when celebrities respond to like comments and stuff, because like if you're that famous, like it doesn't really matter, I would assume, you know, like it doesn't matter what other people might think about your post. I mean, you've already kind of made it in a way, but yeah, I definitely agree. I would have someone curate that for me. You know, like maybe I'd be like, "Oh, take a picture of this." But I don't want to be the one reading all of that, you know, posting it with trying to think of clever comments every time. I don't need that kind of stress in my life.
Right. Well, and celebrities tend to get so many comments and things anyway. I don't even know that I would read them. I'd just be like, yeah, that's too many. I'm not going to reply to everything.
No, definitely not. Yeah, I would not do that. But, you know, I mean, again, if I become that famous, that would happen. You know, just hoping for some minor fame, maybe. More than just, like, my mom liking my things.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And on that note, we will be taking a short break, and then we will be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. We will be talking about dad sneakers.
Dad sneakers.
Dad sneakers. Now, I definitely know what I mean when I say that, but in case others don't, I'm thinking of like the 1990s big bulky sneakers, sort of like where the sole is too big and just kind of like spills out at the bottom, and they're like sort of white and blue, and like Reebok's made a bunch of them. I also kind of connect this to like the Reeboks that were like in basketball all the time. Like Shaq was like a promoter of Reeboks, kind of like the Air Jordan type of look. And I really thought these were gone, mostly because I just heard so many people making fun of them. So I was like, well, no one really wears these. No one's serious about it. But they are coming back. And I have many to blame for this. personally, I think it starts with the Yeezy line with Adidas. So I guess Kanye is never really gone. He's back again.
He's everywhere.
And the Yeezys also, I don't think, are truly the dad sneaker, but they're on the line because the sole is really big and it's like rubbery and it just starts to come over the bottom of the shoe.
Okay, I think I've seen this. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's those. A thing. I don't get it. Which also, I feel like maybe I should provide some background. So a sneaker is considered a sports shoe that has like a pliable rubber sole, kind of like for sports or casual wear. And apparently they're called sneakers because of the rubber sole. They're quiet, so you could sneak up on someone.
They're trainers in the UK and Australia.
Oh, that would make sense too, like for sports. And like, I guess the first sneakers were like Keds, you know, that have like the rubber bottom and the canvas top. Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. I get why they named them that. But I really connect them to like sports and stuff. But the new dad sneakers that I'm just going to call them forever now, the new ones, I have seen them on a lot of social media, but I've seen them on like social media models, but then also other models like the Hadids and also the Kardashians, which makes sense because the Kardashians and Kanye West and the Yeezys, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But then also besides just like the Yeezys, Adidas is making other like dad sneaker lines. So they have this new line called like the Falcon line.
I really want them to call it the dad sneaker line.
I mean, that's what I'll do when I make them.
Okay.
And I think the Falcon line is to go towards like women more than like the Yeezys. So like they're like pastel colors and like pinks and stuff. I don't know.
And also pastel falcons? Like,
yeah. I don't know. It's like to go with your pink tracksuit. Like,
yeah,
I guess
we don't, just because we're women does not mean we only gravitate to a pastel.
Exactly.
I'm not saying you can't like pastel as a woman, but we don't necessarily only like pastels.
Right.
Yep, I agree. It's just like I've just seen a lot of them where they're pastel and white. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's the only things that I've seen, but I've just seen a lot of like pinks and purples with like a really thick white sole that I think is really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard for me to see them as fashionable, but like a Yeezy can sell for $300 minimum on the Adidas website, whereas maybe like the Adidas Falcon, more for women, are like $100. Obviously, Adidas sells these shoes a lot, but I've never seen anyone actually wearing them.
Like I feel like celebrities wearing Yeezys. But
really?
That's about it. Yeah, celebrities I've seen, but and again, I was just like, but why?
Yep.
I have a completely random thought that's sort of semi-related.
Okay.
So, if high-waisted jeans are back in style, and they were mom jeans, does that mean mom jeans are now, like, mid-rise jeans?
Well, see, and I'm very upset about this, because dad stuff can come into style, and it's cool. So, like, a dad bod. But you don't ever think of, like, oh, a mom bod. There's a difference between, like, a mom bod and a MILF. And I'm just, like, I'm very upset that dad bods and dad sneakers are like, oh, this is cool. But then with the mom thing, you have to change it around before it's acceptable. It's just like, really?
Even like some like dad haircuts that are like sort of hipstery, I feel like now. But what's like a mom bod?
Just like,
soft.
Yeah.
Not the body you had at
17.
If, like, any of us have that.
Well, somebody did, or else how did that saying come to be?
Right.
But yeah, no, I'm very upset if that's a thing. But yeah, just mom jeans. See, you don't ever hear of them as mom jeans. Mom jeans are not a thing that you think are fashionable.
No.
But high-waisted pants are okay.
But now they're fashionable again.
But they're still not mom jeans.
Right.
I see. Yeah, I mean, now dad shoes are in. But, I mean, granted, maybe I'm the only one who calls them that. But.
Maybe. I don't know. I do not. Because when I think of, like, dad and footwear, I think of sandals and black socks.
Oh, wow. That's true. Yeah. I mean, those are still out there.
Maybe that's
on
more
dads.
Of grandpa footwear.
I've seen those on some dads.
Yeah.
Or like dad sandals are like when my dad calls like flip flops thongs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Dad, we're in public. We're not shopping for thongs.
I grew up calling them thongs. So it still makes
sense. It's just a thing, you know, that I feel a little uncomfortable with.
When my dad got his first pair of Birkenstocks, he never wears shoes without socks at all. So I insisted, I was 19 at the time, and I insisted he buy some white ankle socks because he would have worn his black dress socks with the Birkenstocks.
What is the point of wearing a sandal with socks? I never got that.
Well, he has foot issues, so he needs to wear
socks. I mean, you don't want your toes to get cold, you know, but you want the comfort of a sneaker or the comfort of a sandal, I guess.
Right.
But not cold toes. I don't know.
I don't get it. Like, and I've seen young people do it too, and I'm just like,
well,
just put on real shoes. I don't understand.
Growing up in Montana, I would start out the morning in the summer wearing shorts, a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, socks and Birkenstocks. Uh-huh. Then later, the socks and the sweatshirt would come off, and I would be dressed for the rest of the day. But it was,
oh, okay.
It was usually in the 40s or 50s in the morning.
But I do feel like that type of fashion is actually in right now. Because I have seen people with the socks and sandals, like young people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's, I guess you want the sandal. I don't know. Your toes still aren't free if you're wearing socks.
Right, exactly. What's the point? Put on a real, like, you don't want to have to tie your shoes. Is that what it is?
Maybe.
They actually, you know, they have shoes now. You don't have to tie either.
That's true. There is Velcro.
Rubber band lace. I don't quite understand what those are exactly, but they have those where they're, you know, they're laced, but you don't have to tie those laces. And it's like, you can do it. You don't need to do it with sandals.
Oh, yeah. Like the stretchy material.
Yeah,
that kind
exactly.
of just fits
yeah.
to your feet better.
I feel like this is why none of us are on the fashion podcast.
Thank goodness.
Not that we have one.
Yeah. No. I would be a complete fail. I'd be like, I don't understand this. It's a waste of money. And it's like, too much money. I'd be like, is there such a thing as like a grandma style? Because I would totally do it. And why is that not cool?
Velour tracksuit.
Well, never mind then.
No. I feel like grandma style also is like Christmas sweaters. You know?
I hate Christmas sweaters. I'm sorry. I'm not one of those people who can do it ironically of like have the ugly Christmas sweater party. I'm just like, why? It's ugly. I admit it's ugly. I'm not being ironic about it. It's ugly. I don't want to wear it.
I guess that's what our Christmas party is going to be. Just wearing Christmas sweaters.
We'll definitely have to get that on video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The other thing related to products, the new iPhone. Some users are saying the new iPhone is sexist, which the headline caught my eye. And apparently it's because the iPhone XS has a bigger screen. And then they also have the Max version of that and has an even bigger screen. Mm-hmm. So the XS has a screen that is 5.8 inches and then the Max is 6.5. So women are saying it doesn't fit in their hand, like they can't move their thumb from like one side to the other. Or that it like increases your chances of dropping the phone, and because it's more screen you're just going to break more of it, because they're getting rid of the home button and just replacing that with screen, which I feel like Android has been doing for quite a while.
Yeah. I'm just fascinated by the fact that when cell phones came out, they got smaller and smaller and smaller, and now they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger pretty soon, and we're going to just have an iPad up to our ear.
Right.
But I mean, if dad truths have taught us anything, everything just comes and goes. So then that will go out of fashion, and then small phones will come back in, and then big phones again.
Yep.
It all just comes around, you know?
So you're saying I have to wait 20 years to be, you know, less uncool than I am right now? Is that what you're saying?
No, you'll still be uncool because then you'll be 20 years older.
But I'll be less uncool, right? I'll be back to my less uncool phase.
Maybe, but you'll still be 20 years older. And so the young people won't think you're cool. They'll just think that you're co-opting their stuff.
Yeah, they'll be like, you don't know how to use the hologram or whatever. Right. And then they'll just assume you're out of it.
Shame on them. But like, the books are ours, man. What do you think you're doing reading? Look at real pages. Go get a tablet like everybody else. We do real pages. That's ours. Yeah. You're like, get away from me, boy. Go find a dictionary and smack you with it.
They'll be like, what is a dictionary?
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, I get that with the iPhone, because I've definitely, when I got mine, I went from an iPhone 4, which was, you know, still sizable in anybody's hand, unless you're like 4, to an iPhone 7 Plus, which was a huge jump. And I was just like, I don't know what to do with this huge phone, and it doesn't quite necessarily fit in one hand exactly. I did, when I first got it, be like, how do I do this with two hands?
Right.
So I can definitely get that. And I think part of this just sort of goes along with the idea of, you know, there aren't as many women in tech. So when you're creating tech products, if the only people, you know, in the brainstorming meeting of what does this tech thing look like are guys, then it's like, yeah, but the woman thing.
But not all guys have huge hands either. So this is, I mean, it could sort of say it's sexist, but it's also just against people with larger hands.
Yes.
Right. And that's what a lot of women were saying. They were saying that, like, the phone was made bigger because there aren't as many women in tech, partially because of the pay gaps between men and women. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, like, that discourages women from joining and brainstorming and developing these type of products. But also, this article didn't mention the fact that the girl pockets, like, the bigger phone can't fit in your pockets. I mean, not
if you
that a small
pockets.
Phone.
Right.
Exactly.
That has been such a, and I think we've talked about that a couple of times on the show, is just the problem of female pockets.
Yes.
And
look at us pockets!
I do remember totally actually talking when I brought my laptop into Apple, talking with the woman helping me about that, solely about how do I find pockets that will fit my new iPhone, because you just can't find pants with real pockets, but then B, pants with pockets that will fit my enter thing here. It's just like, yeah, it'll fit my, you know, maybe my keys, and it'll have like, you know, a fun little bulge there that doesn't look nice,
right.
But it doesn't fit my phone. It doesn't fit my wallet. It doesn't right. fit a book, even though those paperback books are supposed to be able to fit in your pocket. Mm-hmm. You lied to me.
It fit like half of my hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I was wearing a pair of pants yesterday, and I reached down thinking the zipper was an actual pocket, but it was just a zipper.
That's become my new thing of like when I buy pants is like, okay, is the length right for me? Because it can't be too long, but too short. And then I don't like the ones that have the zippers that are solely on female pants where it goes, what is that, to the left?
Oh.
So like if you're a guy and you don't know this, I think guy pants always, the zipper goes to the right, but girls can buttons go both ways because girls originally went to the left and then decided, hey, these are pants, and girls didn't even used to wear pants, so who cares about that? But now when you go shopping, you can find it for both, and it's kind of annoying, so I always try and get the one that just goes to the right, just to be, you know, whatever. Yeah, sure. But now it's also taken to, oh, does it have pockets? Before I even, like, pick up that hanger, does this have real pockets? Mm-hmm. Are those just sewn-in pockets? Are they just decorative, but they don't actually open? Like, there's a whole checking of all the pockets, the front pockets, and the back pockets, and the little coin pocket. Is that a coin pocket? Whatever that pocket's for.
Well, and sometimes they sew the pockets shut. So there's an actual pocket. Yeah. But, you know, God forbid you should be, I don't know, smuggling things out in the pockets of your pants that don't hold anything.
Yeah. The whole issue of female pockets.
This took a turn.
That's okay.
So really what we're saying is the new iPhone may or may not be sexist, but female pants makers possibly are. Just problematic. Whatever you are, whether or not you're sexist, you're very problematic and I dislike you.
I agree. The inconvenience of it all.
Yes.
All right. So we'll be taking another break, and then we will be returning for our last segment.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Hello and welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. To finish up our show, we'll be talking about some social media related updates, and then we'll also be talking about some discoveries by astronomers. So,
no updates. I don't like change. Move on.
But nothing can change.
That means you can't have pockets.
It's true.
You never had pockets, so then you can't ever have pockets.
If you don't have change, maybe you don't need the change pocket. I don't know.
That's true.
I just thought I would, you know, throw that out there. Because I'm the oldest one in the room. No change!
Oh, it's happening.
Get off my lawn!
That's happening. Right. So, Instagram is letting you add GIFs straight to direct messages. They are adding video tagging. So if you're walking, if you're creating a video, you can tag others who are in it. Kind of like Facebook. Hmm. They're on Instagram, on your stories, they can do like little questions like, do you like this dress? Click yes or no. But now they're expanding that to do other type of games. Kind of like, it's like a tap to reveal image. So you'd have an image, but it's covered with a color. And then you keep tapping the screen to like remove the color to see the image underneath it.
Didn't Facebook just start a poll option now?
I think so.
Weeks?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that recent or if it's been there for longer and people I know just started using it.
Yeah. I know Facebook has like a poll thing. I mean, granted, I guess I'm going to ask a stupid question of like, why do we need this? But like, why do we need any of it? So maybe I just won't even go there.
I'm having a hard time picturing it used as anything but the, do you like me? Yes or no? Like, isn't that's exactly what it sounds like.
Just like passing the notes.
Right, exactly.
Also, I think, so on Instagram, on your story, you just like can show it to everyone. But now they're doing a thing where you can only display it in like certain countries, like if you choose to,
which
I think is kind of more like for, I would think it's mostly for like companies where if like you're Coca-Cola and you make an advertisement for the US, you can choose it to only be shown to users in the US versus then your ad for China will only be shown in China. But maybe if like you have friends in different countries and you
and
want them to see this. Right, exactly. You're like, I don't want this person to see it, which kind of reminds me of Snapchat a little bit, like who you can send it to.
But I would just arbitrarily be like, and I won't send this to Uzbekistan.
Right, exactly. My Uzbekistan followers
just,
will
just
never
put
see this.
An app up on the wall and throw a dart and be like, those people don't get to see.
Yeah. No Instagram for you.
Yeah, exactly. Cutting you out. And then also, this has been mentioned in the podcast before, but as an update, Facebook is launching a dating tool. I believe they are first launching it in Colombia, kind of as like a test.
Colombia, the country?
The country, yes.
I'm so fascinated by that choice.
I thought it was a mistake when I first read it, but
really big in Colombia? I don't know.
Like,
when
I first
heard you say that, I was like, do you mean District of Colombia? Because that makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
but...
and I had this momentary brain, you know, moment of, is there a Colombia in Canada? I was like, no, I think...
Well, I mean, that's what I saw, and it makes sense to me why Facebook would make, like, a dating tool. Like, they have so much data already, they can probably already just guess... I guess just based off of what they already know about people, but I don't know. It's also kind of scary because then they're just going to get more information about you. But some of like the things you can only express interest in like 100 users per day or something, and you can't send photos in messages, which I'm sure every woman out there understands why.
Yeah, but so, yeah, we had mentioned this a while ago, and I'm very upset that it still hasn't come out. It's like, you've been talking about this for a while, Facebook. Just get on it already so I can at least see if this is, you know, as horrible as every other online dating thing seems to be, because their whole selling point, I think, is supposed to be, so remember all that data that you didn't know we had and then we gave to other people? Right. That is a good thing because it helps you actually find your match better than all those other dating sites. We needed to take your data without telling
we
you.
We needed to, yeah.
So you can find your future love.
I did actually meet my husband on Match.com, but...
I mean, I think Match.com might be a little nervous with Facebook doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, getting a different group of people, maybe, and having all of the information about you.
Well, and I think when we first talked about this, when Facebook first announced it, the Match.com stock totally, like, took a nosedive when Facebook first announced it. And then probably went back up, because Facebook took forever to do it.
Yep.
But there's so many online dating sites. I mean, for such specific reasons. I mean, there's even one for, like, people who love cats.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's like Farmers Only, there's J-Date, there's just, it's amazing.
Yep. I'm very interested in the one where you can compare people based on how much they look like whatever celebrity. So it's like, if you only want to date people who look like Michael Jordan or whatever, I'm like, that's oddly specific.
Michael Jordan or Michael B. Jordan?
Well.
And would the
how
the
good
app
are
differentiate?
They?
Right. It's like, how different does the app think those two people look like? But yeah, and I'm just like, but I feel that's a whole nother level of problematic if that's what you're going to choose to, you know, filter by is, do they look like enter a random person you've probably never met in your life here. It's like, there's a whole... Go see somebody professional to talk about with that. Just saying.
Well,
yeah. And now we're going from updates to updates of a more universal kind. So, Stacey, I know you said that there have been some new discoveries by astronomers.
Yeah, so this is... astronomers at the University of Florida have discovered a exoplanet orbiting 40 Eridani A. Is that how it's pronounced?
Back up for a minute. First off, let's unpack what an exoplanet is.
I'm not quite sure what an exoplanet is, but this one they're interested in because it might possibly have life. It's within that sort of sweet spot of close to the star, but not too far from the star.
And where is this? I don't know where 40 little
is. I have no clue exactly where 40... I'm not even sure if it's pronounced Eridani, but I'm going to go with Eridani. But in Star Trek, evidently, that star is the host star of Spock's home planet, Vulcan. And this planet, where it's located, is located about the same, like, distance away from its star as Vulcan is from its star. And so people are like, we found Vulcan!
Gene Roddenberry's like a modern-day Nostradamus.
Sure. So, I mean, if there are wonderful, pointy-eared people there who will come down and tell us how irrational we're being, then by all means, yes, please. Please, but this star is like 16 light years away, and since we don't travel at the speed of light, that's...
Right. It's a very long way away.
Who knows how many, you know, travelings away.
They could be on their way now. Who knows?
They could have been on their way since Nostradamus.
Yeah. Oh, poor things.
But I do still love the fact that people were really talking about this because of Star Trek, but then there is evidently a sort of a law or something, International Astronomical Union laws, where because of the star, this planet is currently known as HD 26965b.
Boring.
Because the star is technically HD 26965. I have no idea how it got that name. And so the person who found it is going to sort of like petition for it to be called Vulcan. And I'm like, I will sign that petition. I don't even watch Star Trek. I've only seen like the first two Chris Pine films. I haven't even seen the third one. But I am super upset if this is not called Vulcan. Like, you're just... Astronomers, what are you doing? Fail. Like, you want people to get interested in astronomy, name the planet Vulcan, by all means.
So we really found Vulcan.
And even if it has to have an official name, it could still be called Vulcan, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, lots of things have official names and then names that they're commonly known by.
I mean, I get why, you know, they want to have this official name. That's just all sciencey and numbery because, like, technically all our planets, which are named after Roman gods, but I'm going to assume they're actually probably called something else different than, you know, Mars or whatever in, like, India. You know, just in other countries that they probably had their own name for planets before we were like, no. That's Saturn. You can't call that anything else. That's Saturn. So I get why they would be like, let's just call it a number to not have any of that problems. But I'm like, how do you keep track of that even? Like, HD26 what? Where is that? And how do you separate it from, you know, HI-39? Like, I want Vulcan.
Well, you know, okay, if we want to go really deep into the crazy, Vulcan is a god, so it's just the Roman god. So first off, the Vulcans wouldn't probably be Vulcans because they wouldn't have the same gods that the ancient Romans did. I got, and then beyond that, whatever.
And I mean, I think now you're allowed to name it, you know, based off of who discovers it, which is why there's that one star that has the really, really long name. Because it was discovered in, like, the University of Hawaii.
It's
in the Hawaiian language. And I love that, like, they're that really long-named fish they have. That's just, you know.
You can usually do it except when you want me to.
Of course. But I was like, I get it. I love that. But on the other hand, it's like, okay, but how does anyone else say that one? And then if there are Vulcans, I would then sign the petition to let the planet be called whatever the Vulcans want it to be called. So until then, true. Vulcan. But then once the Vulcans arrive here in another 20,000 years or so, whatever they call their home planet, which would be rational, hopefully. I'm going with rational.
That they'll just have another number for it.
Probably.
Because that would probably be most rational. What I'm arguing against is probably what they totally prefer.
Wow. You've been got. Well, I'm sure that petition will be coming up soon. I'm sure you're not the only one who feels that way.
And if it does, I'm going to steal the line from NPR. If it does, you'll hear about it here on the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
We will bring it back. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you listen in next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.